Hey there, Mike Stelzner coming to you with a fascinating update you might not be familiar with. Did you know that Social Media Examiner can deliver all the marketing training, news, and trends, insights that you need into your inbox 3 days a week when you sign up for our newsletter, and it's completely free? Simply visit socialmediaexaminer.com/getupdates and take your marketing to the next level.
Welcome to the Social Media Marketing Talk Show, your guide to the ever-changing world of social media.
On today's show, we are exploring LinkedIn updates that are essential for marketers to know, including one that's causing a lot of controversy that you're going to want to hear about. My name is Jerry Potter. Yes, it rhymes with the boy wizard, host of the Social Media Marketing Talk Show, a production of Social Media Examiner. We break down the latest marketing news and what it means for marketers like you.
Did you know that we can deliver awesome marketing info directly into your inbox? Simply subscribe to our weekly newsletter that comes out 3 days a week. You won't miss any of the updates going on in the world of social marketing. Visit socialmediaexaminer.com/getupdates.
Today, I'm joined by Judy Fox. Judy is a LinkedIn strategist. Her course is called the LinkedIn Business Accelerator Program. She's going to be speaking at Social Media Marketing World here in a couple of days. Judy, welcome to the show.
Excited to be here and excited to see you in person really, really soon.
Yes.
And so many people in person.
So there's been a lot of updates, and we'll get to this controversial one here in just a second, but it seems like there's a lot changing with the interface, and it's very, you know, it's like when you go to a grocery store that's not your regular grocery store and the produce is on the wrong side of the store. That's what it's potentially starting to feel like. So what is this first update where they're renaming and moving tabs and things like that?
Well, there's a tab called My Network, and we go to the My Network tab to accept invitations, see who has invited us to an event. But we don't normally go to that tab for things like new jobs or work anniversaries or birthdays. And now they're going to split it into two tabs, which is more of a grow tab for the invitations and a catch-up tab, which makes me think of ketchup and mustard. But we now have a catch-up tab, which will be highlighting those new jobs and quick clicks that you can, with one tap, you can say happy birthday, congrats on your work anniversary, and will allow you to keep in touch with those light touch points.
So it's just kind of streamlining the networking workflow as you're going through. And is it all the same? Because I didn't have these changes when I looked the other day. Is it the same on mobile and desktop pretty much?
It hasn't rolled out to me. I've seen it demonstrated on mobile, but I have not seen it roll out to desktop. And right now, those catch-up items are located in the notifications tab mixed in with all the other things going on. So I do kind of like that it's going to make my notifications a little less cluttered. And now I guess it will be more focused on content, hopefully people that you have rung the bell on their profile, and start to make networking more front and center for what you do and where you go to network and do touch points with ideal clients.
Okay. I love that. Some other important updates we got to talk about. And as Judy mentioned, we're headed to Social Media Marketing World in San Diego, which does start on Sunday. And I am looking forward to all of the sessions about AI. So if you've been wondering, like, how does AI fit into my business? If you work for an agency or brand and you're trying to think, okay, how are we going to make this work? There are a lot of sessions you're not going to want to miss. For example, Paul Raitzer, who is the founder of the Marketing AI Institute, who was amazing last year, Katie Robert, Chris Penn, all of them speaking and sharing the latest around AI and how we can use it as marketers. The event starts on Sunday. And if you can get to California, please come in person. But otherwise, we still, of course, have the virtual ticket. You can see the entire lineup and get your ticket now at socialmediamarketing.world, socialmediamarketing.world. In fact, Judy's talk is Unlocking AI's Potential in B2B Marketing on LinkedIn. So we're going to be talking definitely about AI and how it involves LinkedIn as well. So again, just go to socialmediamarketing.world. So a lot of updates to the LinkedIn profile, which is basically how other people are going to see and find our profile. So tell us exactly what's happening here in the coming months, because they're kind of dripping these out, it sounds like.
Yes. I'm going to start with the first one, which is kind of the bigger overarching one. They're going to remove the creator mode button on LinkedIn. That is that toggle button that is how you got access to creator tools. So everyone will have access to creator tools, not just anyone who turned on or off the toggle button. And that will now make it an option for you to choose follow or connect, no matter what your profile says. So we can all choose between those two buttons, no matter what buttons we've toggled.
Okay.
It will change the layout of your profile and cause a few more ripple effect changes. This month, they're removing the 5 profile hashtags for topics where it says talks about and it has those 5 hashtags. They're going to remove that. There was no announcement or letting us know what's going to replace it or what is changing. Just they're going to remove it.
Just bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah. And they also had removed the profile video. So I feel like it falls along in with kind of scaling back creator mode. And the next thing is they're going to move the about section up higher. Right now, most creators are loving that the featured section is up high, because then we can get our external links there, or we can feature any of our business or our posts there. And now they're going to put the about section back up higher. So I'm going to be interested to see how creators or businesses respond to that. And then the next change that will be coming is LinkedIn's going to change something called people also viewed. This is the one that it seems to be the most controversial one right now, because they're going to change it to something called other similar profiles, and you will not be able to turn it off. So what it does to your profile is it advertises your competition or similar profiles to you. And normally people just turn this feature off because they don't want to have those people on the side of their profiles. But now there's going to have other similar profiles instead of people also viewed.
So knowing the inner workings of LinkedIn, because obviously, yes, none of us want, I mean, not that it's our website, but none of us would want ads from our competitor on our website.
Correct.
So knowing the inner workings of LinkedIn, what do you think their motivation is behind this?
I think because they do really work with the recruiter world, the sales world, the job seeker world, that serves that world a lot. And I can see the benefits to recruiters who are trying to find a candidate, and then they see other similar profiles. So I can see the hopping of, okay, I'm now in sales. I'm trying to make a business call with this person. Aha, there's some similar people who I might want to target. And that can be a benefit to a lot of people. But then on the flip side, it can be a negative for other people.
Yeah. Well, I would imagine, I mean, as you described that, like they may have found that recruiters are more successful recruiting if that's on for the people that had it turned on before, or people spend longer on LinkedIn if it's turned on, or they click on more ads or any number of things. So it's probably data driven in some way.
I like the idea of discovering new profiles and new people. I love going out and looking and being curious how other people are designing and working with their profiles. I think at the end of the day, it's not that big of a change, other than if there's people in that other similar profiles that you don't connect with personally and you wish they weren't there, there's nothing you can do about it anymore.
Yeah, it's just on.
Yes.
All right. A LinkedIn ad update. They are getting rid of a longtime LinkedIn audience, sort of. Let me have you explain what's going on with this.
I think when I first read this, it does read as if, hey, we're removing something. You can no longer create lookalike audiences, especially if you've already created a lookalike audience data, and you cannot attach it to a new active campaign. And also even active campaigns will no longer have the access to create lookalike audiences. But now they're going to replace it. It reminds me of the last feature. They're going to replace it with something like predictive audiences based on your contacts, conversions, and lead gen forms. And then audience expansion for matching an audience based on skills or interest.
Okay. So essentially it's being replaced with something better.
Yes. And I can imagine there's AI tools behind the scenes working with a lot of that predictive. When I hear the word predictive audience, audience expansion, not necessarily, but I mean, again, if they're matching audiences with LinkedIn targeting, I can see AI getting involved.
Yeah. For my interpretation, yeah, the predictive is absolutely AI. And the expansion is just something a little bit more like what they've been able to do for years, where they just match up similar traits. And it feels kind of like a lookalike audience still, but just kind of evolving it. It is interesting. I did notice when, and you mentioned this, that they just said, and by the way, these are gone. You are not going to be able to use this anymore. And I have a lot more history with Facebook ads. On Facebook, a lot of the times when they would change the rules, as long as you didn't touch a campaign, you could keep running it. I mean, I had a client once where they changed a bunch of rules, but as long as we didn't touch the campaign, we could run it for years and years and years. So LinkedIn's not messing around with that.
No, basically. I mean, I think there is going to be some ability to leave one of your lookalike audiences, but they're using the word, it's going to be static. So it's not going to continue, I guess, to serve your campaign the way that you normally were able to use lookalike audiences.
The people that are there are there.
Yes.
And so if you do want to reach the same people over and over again, maybe there's something to use. Okay. Another update in Campaign Manager, something that is called Website Actions. So what's going on with this?
Well, I will also first say big shout out to AJ Wilcox, who I lean on for LinkedIn ads. So I want to make sure we put a shout out for AJ Wilcox because I do not normally run ads. So I want to be clear that there's a lot of resources for Website Actions and Campaign Manager, but basically being able to accurately measure, get more precise data for your campaign, budget optimization, get better budgeting on the actions that you choose, what you're going to be running it towards, and stronger retargeting. Again, I'm hearing AI behind a lot of this.
Yeah. Well, and my interpretation too is it's like if you are an agency and you had a developer on staff, then maybe they could have set this up for you before, but now it's making it easy enough for somebody who does not know how to write code and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And it really is amazing where websites are going in this way, where it's like, okay, we'll open your website in a new window, you can click on things, and then we'll know exactly what needs to happen.
Well, I like what I read when it came to differentiating between if you're going to be launching a product, you here's the actions we would recommend you want to retarget with product pages. If you're promoting a webinar, maybe retarget to remind the attendees that came, and that's the way you would want to use that. And then nurturing leads, how would you spread out your campaign to a sales cycle that could last over 6 months? So all of that is part of LinkedIn using AI and data merged with ads.
And whoever's behind the ads team at LinkedIn, the way they're evolving just seems so brilliant. Another update is kind of around media planning to help people buy ads on LinkedIn. My understanding is while they're still buying ads on other media platforms, whether it's traditional media like TV or newspaper or, you know, different things like that, right?
Yeah. Weren't we also talking about when you said media planning, just having a better retargeting of who has taken action on the campaign and who's gone to your external website and having access to that data? Isn't that what they're also talking about here?
Yeah, I think it's all of it. It's, you know, anytime you run ads on one platform, the tracking's pretty good. But once you start running ads in lots of different places, you know, I have this thing I teach to speed up sales. And one of the things that I say is when somebody finds you and buys in the same day, it's real easy to ask them, hey, how'd you hear about us? But for a lot of these businesses, the customer cycle can be weeks or months or years. And so it sounds like this is going to be basically if you use a media planning tool, they're letting LinkedIn connect on the back end through an API where they can track across these campaigns. So you can kind of have a better idea of what's doing what. And obviously for LinkedIn, hopefully spend more on LinkedIn is what they're hoping, obviously.
Yes. So yeah, I was just looking at it again, that they have agency partners that are using the Audience Insights API to also engage with what actions they took when they got over to your website and how you can use that to amplify or better serve your ad campaign.
A lot of updates on LinkedIn, including AI updates. Judy's going to be speaking about them. AJ Wilcox, who she mentioned, will be there as well at Social Media Marketing World starting Sunday. Don't forget to grab your ticket or your virtual ticket. Just go to socialmediamarketing.world, socialmediamarketing.world. And Judy, where's the best place for people to connect with you?
Over on LinkedIn. So go find me at JUDIFOX and I will follow you right back. And I'm excited to see so many people at Social Media Marketing World.
Yeah, that's going to be great. All right. And a couple more podcasts for you to check out. We have the Social Media Marketing Podcast as well as the Marketing Agency Show. Until next time, may you be wise with your marketing decisions. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
The Social Media Marketing Talk Show is a Social Media Examiner production. For more social media insight, visit socialmediaexaminer.com.
Want more good stuff? Sign up for our top-notch social marketing newsletter. We deliver it straight into your inbox 3 days a week. Visit socialmediaexaminer.com/getupdates.